Hello.
Hello, good morning. This is Elisa from Family First. May I speak with Donald Bulmer?
This is Courtney. I'm running to the store for him right now to get him medicine.
Okay.
Do you want me to call you back when I get there? But
Perfect.
okay, are you like the person in charge for me?
Yes, I'm the coordinator of the case.
Okay. Yesterday I was supposed to go back at 5 o'clock, and he was in a lot of pain. He just wanted to lay down. He didn't want me there, so I said okay, you know. So I let him go. So I went there this morning, and again he's still in pain. So I was on the phone with the doctor trying to get his meds right, whatever. But what happens in those cases of where he doesn't want me to come? Like when he just says, I just want to lay down.
That's a possibility, but in these cases, you are doing correct. You have to inform us, so we are contact him, so to see what else we can do for him. Okay, because it's important that he's receiving care. But in that case, you have to inform me. That's what you are doing right now.
Okay, so yesterday I should have called you and said, I'm just, you know, he just wants to be left alone.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I'm really confused because like nobody when I signed on to this position, nobody filled me in with how to do things.
Okay, I understand. In this case, yeah, is what we do. We contact the patient to see what else we can do for him, because we cannot leave him alone. You know, like something can happen to them. That's why they are needing care. So yeah, in this case, I'm going to ask to my supervisor also, because it's not a common situation, but I can ask him too.
All right. When you're saying left him alone, like it's he's alone for a lot of the hours during the week.
Okay, I understand, but you are telling me that yesterday he didn't want to receive services. Is what I'm understanding correct?
Yeah, he just said there's no need for me to come back. He was just going to go lay down. He wasn't feeling good.
Okay, I understand. As I'm telling you, it's not very common. I can ask to my supervisor. It's not very
Okay.
common that we have that those cases.
Okay. I'm totally not understanding what you're like. I think I just need to look into a different agency at this point because nobody has explained anything to me of how this job works at
Okay,
all.
in that case,
I
what?
gotta, I got, hold on. Let me just give you my side of the story. Because if I feel like I was doing something wrong, I wouldn't have done it. I feel like I'm supposed to be working under what he wants me to do, not what the agency wants me to do. It's what he wants. Do you understand where I'm coming from? Like,
Yes.
he's my father-in-law. If he doesn't want me at his house and says, hey, just I'm going to sleep.
Okay, I understand.
It's not, okay, well, nobody's understanding because when I called and I complained before about nobody explaining this job to me, nobody took the initiative to explain the job to me because I've yet to be, nobody's offered me my insurance. Nobody has called me up and said, hey, this is what you do when it snows and you can't make it to work. This is how many days you have off a year. This is how you can make up your hours if you, I'm echoing so bad I can't even stand talking to you. I hear myself so bad. Nobody has gone over, you know, anything. Like when you start a new job, this was a job to me. I left my job to do this. And nobody has explained a new job to me.
Okay, I understand. In this case, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make that one of the supervisors coordinator can call you so she can provide that information, all that information, all those doubts and concerns to you, okay?
Okay. So, when I first got hired, who did I speak to? A supervisor?
I mean, I'm the coordinator of the case, which, like, my role is to help you in case that schedules, emergency, make up hours. But if you are before me, you should be passing to someone else. But it seems to be that they didn't did it. So that's why I'm going to call that person so she can explain to you all those stuff, because I'm only here to help you if you need anything. But
okay, to help me, I've spoken to you about 5 times already, and you've never once helped me. You've never once told me what I'm supposed to do. If my hours that I have weekly don't accommodate him, what am I supposed to do? Nobody's gone over that with me. I thought I was hired that... My whole thing was not a set schedule for him. It was when, you know, when he needs, on the days that I know he needs me, I'm going to have to schedule my hours around them. Then I 2 weeks ago, and I wasn't going to complain, but I am going to complain now, that I worked hours way over to accommodate for the one day that I didn't work, and I didn't get paid for them.
Okay, in that case, you have to inform me, but I can see here that you have a schedule. That is Monday, Tuesday you are off, Wednesday to Sunday, I can see that you have a schedule set up. As I'm telling you, when once the case is assigned to me, there is already a schedule and some information.
I called you to change my schedule for Christmas and Christmas Eve, and it was never changed in my time log, and I ended up not getting paid right. I called you and said my New Year's Day and my New Year's Eve are going to be different, and told you, and my timesheet has never changed. And so again, how are you helping me? Because I'm not getting paid for the extra time that I did do on the other days.
Okay, if you can see in your schedule, it was changed. Actually, I was based on the text message that you sent to me. So.
Right. But nothing has changed in my timesheet, so it's not allowing me to clock in and clock out correctly.
I mean, the timesheet is not the same as you clock in and clock out, so.
All right. Does every agency require as the same schedule every single week?
No, as I'm telling you, when I received the case, there is already a schedule, and I assume that you were okay with that schedule. You can change the schedule.
No, if my schedule should be based off of what my father-in-law needs.
No, you can set up a schedule.
Okay, so it's not about what he needs. So the days that I'm taking him to an appointment on a Friday at 3:00 in the afternoon when I'm already off the clock, rather than changing my schedule and saying, okay, well, he needs me at 3 today.
Okay, as far as I know, just give me 1 second here. The case is for, the case is set up for, for 44.75 hours, so those hours can be, set up as you can, as your convenience, as you and the patient can agree.
But it has to be that every single week is what you're telling me.
Yes, or in case you need, for example, you are telling me, oh, on Friday I can make it, you can put in another date. Or if you want to recover those hours, or if it's not the case, you cannot.
Okay. So when my father-in-law wants to sleep in the afternoon, I'm supposed to still go against his wishes and say, yeah, I want to be there. I have to be there because that's what my schedule says?
Yes. You have a schedule, and as long as the hours are completed, so the hours of the case can be completed, it should be done.
Right. I understand. Oh, my God. I think I just need to look into a different agency that can explain how this is going to work for me, because I left my job for this, and if he wants me there longer on a Saturday to do things, you know, or Sunday, I should just be able to say, okay, you know, these are the days I'm working today. I understand your schedule, but he's competent. He's just handicapped. where I feel like he still knows what's going on, and he knows everything that's going on. He needs help doing everything. But it's different on different days. It's still his life that he can still live. That's what I'm totally confused about, is because it's like, well, no, Donnie, we can't do it that day because I'm not working. And that's
okay.
Not fair, because I don't know.
Okay, as I'm telling you, I can let know the situation to someone that can call you and explain all the situation, because I'm telling you, I'm a coordinator, that someone else has to explain to you that, okay?
Okay, so as a coordinator, I called you and I asked you if you could change my hours.
Yeah.
You did not fix them on my timesheet, therefore I was unable to clock in and clock out correctly, therefore I was not paid correctly. I wasn't going to complain about it, I wasn't going to bitch, but what do you do as my coordinator?
If just in your schedule when you clock out late, if you have any changes, or was on Christmas that it was on, you can check in the system. Also, you have to inform me if the patient is hospitalized.
Okay, so, okay. All right. So when you, what happens when I can't clock in and clock out correctly?
You can send the timesheet and have to inform us the situation, what happened, why you were not able to clock in and clock out.
Yeah, but I already called you previously to tell you that these are my hours that are going to be different.
Okay, no problem.
So what do you mean? Okay. Can you just have the supervisor call me? I'm going to look into different agencies until then. Thank you.
Okay, no problem.